Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
It's so hard to be vulnerable and be loved, you know, because I feel like I've been hurt by so many of the primary care people who should have loved me, and they didn't well.
Are you ready to talk to me? My name is Deborah Falada, and I'm a licensed professional counselor, national speaker, and author. Through my blog, books, and podcast, I have the privilege of helping millions of people get healthy mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and relationally. The purpose of this podcast is to have on-air, authentic, counseling-style sessions where we talk about how people are really doing and give my guests and callers an opportunity to talk to me as a licensed professional counselor. Each of these episodes is meant to show you that we are all on the journey of healing. Mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and relationally together. None of us are immune to the challenges and struggles of life, but we don't have to walk this path alone. I'm so proud and honored to be having these conversations with men and women who are courageously paving the way for open and honest conversations about their personal journey of healing. So if you're ready, let's talk. Today on the podcast, I'm excited to have Anne from Maryland joining us. Hi, Anne.
Hello, Deborah.
Good to have you.
Well, thank you. I'm nervous, but I'm excited to be here.
Well, what is it that you want to talk to me about today?
Well, I found your Instagram page probably 3 or 4 years ago, and I've gotten a couple of your books, and I've just followed your threads, and I've utilized your counseling services, actually.
Awesome.
One of your providers. And so I really love what you have to say. I think it's a really good mix of like both faith and science, which I like that approach a lot. So, I guess my question, like, why am I here today? Well, my question is for you today is just I want to live a really good life. I want to be a good mom, a good employee, and a good partner. And I think I'm pretty good at being a good mom and a good employee and a good friend, but I worry that past hard things will impact future relationships with me. I've been a single mom for a long time, and I don't want to mess up another relationship in the future.
Yeah. Okay, let me start with this. What makes you think you messed up a relationship?
Okay, well, I mean, I'm not taking all ownership. I think, in all honesty, if you look at my ex-husband's behavior with his children, he carries more weight than I did, probably. But I know I contributed to that. You know, I know I contributed to the demise of that marriage. And what do I struggle with most? I think my reaction, like knowing how to handle conflict appropriately, knowing what is worth arguing about. And then I'm really, like, I'm a really hardworking, independent, pretty strong-willed human being. And so I think sometimes I overreact to unmet expectations, probably. You know, if I feel like I expected something that didn't happen, then I get too feisty.
Yeah.
And in the same boat, like, just trusting myself to not, like, being invulnerable is hard for me. Like, opening myself up fully to someone else is really hard.
I can understand that. I think oftentimes it's easier to overreact than to be vulnerable.
Yeah,
it's easier to have a explosive firework, over-exaggerated response, passionate, intense, whatever you want to call it, than it is to just open your heart and crack open your soul and talk about what you need and what you're worried about and what you're insecure about. It's easier to release and react than it is to share and ask someone for what you need. So I think it's really good that you have awareness of that. I'm curious, why do you think that you are such an, we'll call you an overreactor? Why do you think that is?
I mean, I think that's what I saw my whole childhood. Like my parents' marriage, they're still married. They've been married 45 years and or more than that. And I'm really thankful for that. But they never liked each other growing up, and it was constant conflict in my home. So I never saw healthy conflict resolution. And then I married someone who is, if you look up like an avoidant personality, like that's, he's the definition of that. And so then we got into a pattern of like, he'd withdraw and wall off away from me, and I would poke and poke and poke trying to get his attention or his affection. Right. And it didn't work very well for either of us. So, you know, I've gone to counseling, I've worked through things, and I feel like it's only a struggle for me when I'm vulnerable. So like professionally with my friends, even with my kids, I don't think that it's a struggle for me, but I know it was a struggle with my marriage. And I don't want to do that again. So
I think it's partly because some of our deepest needs and feelings are only exposed in some of those deep relationships. Yeah. Even with your children, it's not going to be as deep because you're there to give.
Correct. Yeah.
With your employees, with your job, with your coworkers, you're there to give. And if you're if you're going to receive anything, it's going to be on the superficial level of, hey, kids, can you help clean up? Hey, right. Can you help me with this or that at work? Not these deep needs, like these vulnerable places.
Like if my kids misbehave, it doesn't feel personal to me. It's just, you're a kid and you're learning, right? So it doesn't invoke a response out of me. So yes.
I would say the place that you can practice the most would be in your relationships with friends, and probably just a few. Realistically, probably just a few core friends that you will let into those spaces and be able to explain what you need, share when you've been hurt, talk about something that's offended you. Those are probably the places that you're going to be able to practice the most versus all these other relationships, and then practice in a way where you are taking the time to really put into words what you need and not reacting, but responding. Okay, here's what I'm feeling. Here's what I need. Here's what I think is going on. And not interpreting the situation based on your trauma. I think oftentimes when we're hurt, it's easy to take that situation and view it through the lens of our trauma, our past hurts, our past betrayals, our past rejections, our past fears, and then overreact because our body's like, you've been through this before. This is dangerous. Don't let it happen to you again. Is there something in your life you want to change? I sure hope so, because healthy people are always on the trajectory of learning and growing and healing. Maybe it's your negative thinking that's keeping you stuck. Maybe you find your emotions are overwhelming you with fear and hopelessness, shame, anxiety, or depression. Maybe you're struggling in your relationship with God. Maybe you're stuck in a pattern of unhealthy relationships. Maybe it's behaviors that are sabotaging your life, like an addiction or unhealthy habits. It could be your attitude, your mindset, or your perspective on life that needs to shift. Whatever it is, in order for change to happen, it has to start from the inside out. Taking the best of psychology and pairing it with God's word, my book Reset is all about getting healthy from the inside out. It's a book of 31 mindset shifts and sustainable practices that will guide you into the process of healing by giving you practical steps that will transform your life with change that lasts. No matter how many times you failed before, I want to help you do it differently this time. So grab a copy of Reset today and get ready to reset your life from the inside out. Check out DeborahFilleta.com/reset or grab your copy anywhere books are sold.
Yeah. So I've been dating someone who's really wonderful for 9 months, and I've taken a very cautious approach to dating since I've been divorced, and it's been a long time. It's been 8.5 years. And he's great and he's wonderful. And so that's really what's bringing this to the surface, I think, is just like, we've really only had one argument in 8 or 9 months, but
that's a good start. I'd love to see a few more though.
Oh, of course. Yeah, for sure. But it invoked a response to me that I think was like, I was like, oh man, this part of me is still here.
Right? Oh, let's talk about it. So what happened?
It's really pretty small really, but, so I think part of me, and this is, you know, it's, part of me feels very unlovable. And so, and I was in a marriage, communication was terrible. It was terrible. So I've asked him to just say good morning to me and good night to me via text, you know.
Yeah. Like but, to you, that's just, a need to be validated, a need to be important, a need to be prioritized. Just show me that you care by doing this.
Correct. And so he's honored that for the most part. But one day, a couple of weeks ago, like he just didn't text me until six. Actually, he never texted me. And by 6 p.m., I texted him like mean things, not name calling, just like, yo, I'm really upset with you. And he had no idea that I don't think he really had any idea I was upset with him. Like, he's an engineer. He was at work. He was busy. And so he saw this like feisty side of me. And I don't think the need is we talked through it. So, and I think I kind of, the way I told him, I feel like the request is reasonable on my end. And I think you made a mistake not to say something to me, but I own the fact that I got real feisty and angry at you and didn't communicate that kindly to you. So we worked through it, but it's almost like physically my body hurts when that, like that need goes unmet. And then I don't know how to stop it.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you handled that really well after the fact, not the original version, but you handled well that you took ownership of the fact that you did not respond well. Yeah. And I think that's important. That's the key, is not repeating the cycle. I don't think that feeling is going to disappear right away. That feeling of being unlovable, of needing validation and security, like that's the work right there. That feeling, that trigger, that button, that's the work.
Yeah.
And that button is going to be a sore spot for you for quite a while. It's not just going to go away.
Yeah.
With one session, two sessions, 10 sessions, a year of sessions.
Okay.
It's going to be there. But it's the key is recognizing that button and acknowledging when it's been pushed.
Okay.
So I feel it. The button is getting pushed. I feel all those feelings. Okay. How am I going to respond to these feelings? So it's not the feeling itself that's bad. Yeah. It's how are you going to respond to that feeling? And when you start responding differently, it creates a different outcome. So let's say you respond differently, and let's say he didn't text you in the morning, and let's say by noon, you're starting to feel concerned, and you reach out to him and say, hey, I'm starting to feel some feelings of insecurity come up. Okay. I didn't hear from you this morning, and my mind is starting to fill up with all of these unhealthy thoughts. I know you care, and I would just really love to hear from you. That's being vulnerable.
Okay.
So you respond with vulnerability instead of vengeance.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then let's say he would write back and say, I'm so sorry, my morning got away from me. This and this happened. I know this is important to you and I'm working on it. And then now all of a sudden you have new data. And the data says, okay, he forgot, you're not unlovable.
Yeah. And he did respond, and that's what he said. That is what happened.
And the more new data that comes into your system, the more it's going to start shifting the size of that button of insecurity.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But you need time for your body to process the new narrative, the new narrative that, oh, maybe I'm not unlovable. Maybe it's just he got caught in a meeting. Yeah. Maybe I'm not unlovable. Maybe it's just his phone died. Maybe I'm not unlovable. Maybe he's human and he just forgot and he'll make it up to me later. But you can't receive new data unless you ask for it, unless you're vulnerable, unless you give your partner a chance to speak into that situation. And so with time and consistency of you asking for what you need, and here's the thing, we have to ask for what we need, but sometimes we don't just ask once.
Yeah, right. That's true.
And I think sometimes we make the mistake of thinking, well, I asked and you didn't give it to me. No, we're humans. You have to remind people what you need because we're wired differently.
Okay.
My husband and I are wired totally differently. Our needs are totally different. And so it's not only healthy, it's normal for me to bring up my needs to his attention and remember that he's human, just like I forget the things that he needs. And we just have to talk through it. I'm not so much concerned about the reminder as much as I'm concerned about the response.
Right. Yes.
And if he responded by saying, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. And let me do a better job of this. That's a good response.
And he did. He did respond that way. Yes. Even though I kind of came at him without, he didn't, he was not expecting, he didn't know I was mad. I just kind of came out of it. Like he didn't realize.
And that's a problem too. That's a problem too, that you decided to act without letting him know what you were feeling.
Correct. Yes, it is. And I'm terrified like that. Yeah. I don't want to do that to him or, you know, anyone else. And so.
Well, let me assure you that you will do it.
I know.
You'll do it again and again and again. But each time it's a learning curve. Each time you do it a little bit better, each time you own your stuff a little faster, each time you choose to be a little bit more vulnerable sooner than the last. Yeah. Like maybe this time you don't wait till 6 p.m. Maybe next time at noon you decide to say, you know what? I'm actually struggling right now.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Little by little, you start to change your response. You become more aware of what you're feeling and why, and how much of this is my stuff to own? How much of this is his stuff? Why do I feel so intense about this? Usually the stuff that we have the biggest reaction to are our triggers. And usually our triggers have 20% to do with the person in front of us.
Yeah.
And 80% to do with our own junk.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Because he treats me and my kids wonderfully. Like 100% of the time. It's just, he's very kind to me. So I just, when you feel my, like when I just, how do you break that pattern? How do you stop yourself?
Well, you're not going to stop yourself. You're going to feel that, but you have to remind yourself that it's okay to feel that and talk yourself through it. People are always asking me, where do I find a good counselor? At the Deborah Falada Counselors Network, we want to help you navigate through any difficult season you might be facing. We want to help you find relief from the pain and stress of the present and healing from the wounds of the past in order to find freedom, joy, and peace in the life you're living today. Our team of trained, licensed professional counselors will walk by your side and give you the tools you need to face any personal or relational issue you might be up against today. With an integrative approach, we'll guide you with truths from God's Word paired with the best of modern counseling and psychology to help you get unstuck and live freely. There's no better time for healing than today. Book a session with one of our counselors at deborahfalada.com/counseling and get started on your journey of healing from the inside out. It's okay to feel this way. My body is responding to all of the things I've been through. And number one, you fight physical with physical. So when you actually feel that physical feeling, then do something physical to help you with that feeling, such as take a walk, take a cold shower, exercise, get a massage, do something physical, deep breathing, fight physical with physical.
Okay.
And then once your physical has started coming back to baseline, then you fight mental with mental and you start telling yourself the truth. If you try to tell yourself the truth at your most escalated point, it kind of just bounces right off.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because you're just so worked up. Your goal is to get yourself back to baseline. And we actually have a really great seminar about this called Reset Your Nervous System. You can find it at truelovedates.com/store. After this, I'll send you a coupon code so you can go download it for free. But it's called Reset Your Nervous System. And it kind of shows you when your body gets physically worked up, how do you reset your nervous system to get back to baseline? Because what's happening is your nervous system is like danger, danger, danger. And it's getting all worked up, fight or flight. And so you've got to calm your nervous system so that you can respond out of a healthy place, not out of adrenaline and fight or flight mode. And once you've calmed yourself, then you fight mental with mental. And that's when you start telling yourself the truth of who he is, what he means to you, how much he actually cares. The truth of this, some of this stuff is laced with my own baggage. I am lovable. And start to tell yourself the truth about yourself. And then you respond after that. So the physical, the mental, and then you respond. Tell me what all these emotions are right now.
I think it's just, it's so hard to be vulnerable and be loved, you know, because I feel like I've been hurt by so many of the primary care people who should have loved me, and they didn't well.
Yeah.
And I don't think, I think just due to lack of skill, not due to any, malicious intent, but just, I don't feel like, and at least I don't feel like it, I've ever just truly been valued for all of me. I think anyone I've gotten really close and intimate to, when they've seen all of me, they've been like, well, I don't like that, and turned me away.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I think a big part of this is you restoring your relationship with yourself, first and foremost. You believing that you are lovable and that you are loved. No matter what anyone else says around you, they're not your measuring stick.
Yeah.
Even the greatest people around you. And so restoring that relationship with yourself, restoring what you believe about yourself, who God says you are, standing alone, because he sees you at your worst and he stays.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like, some of the things I feel like other people in my life have not valued, I can see now why God gave me those characters, because I've had to do some hard stuff. And so I wouldn't have been, and I think I've done really well. And so I think being a single mom for 8 years is hard, but I've done it well. I lost my brother died when he was 30. That was hard. But, you know, so I have this like very strong-willed, party, independent, hardworking personality. And it's really suited. I think I needed that. Like, God gave me that for a reason, I feel like. I feel like it's been beneficial for me to have that. But then I feel at the same time, it gets in the way sometimes of...
Well, let me tell you this. Sometimes the things that served us in one season of life sabotage us in another season.
Right.
And so looking back and being grateful for all the qualities that God gave you when he gave them to you, the way that you responded, but also looking and assessing, what do I need for today and what don't I need for today? What do I need for today and what needs to be adjusted? And I think what we're finding is that some of those walls that have saved you in different seasons are now sabotaging you. And namely the walls, like protection, self-protection.
Correct. Yes. Because I do also feel like not only do I get feisty, then I also start to like pull away.
I don't need you.
I mean, I don't feel like that about this person, but I do feel, but I just feel like it's almost like, oh, well, maybe I can't show him all of me because I don't want to be rejected again.
Right. So then you distance yourself.
Yeah.
And shut down.
I can. Yes. Yes. So I guess the way to fix that is just through counseling. Huh?
Counseling is a huge step, but I think also your awareness of the problems and having the opportunity to go, like, you're kind of like, I hope we don't go through this again. I'm thinking, I hope you do go through it again, because each time is an invitation, an opportunity to do it differently, to feel it and to do it differently.
Yeah.
So it's not a bad thing when disappointment comes up in your relationship, when conflict comes up, because it is an invitation for you to do it differently.
To do it well.
Yeah. And so it's going to take some practice.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And I do think, like I said, I had put myself through counseling some with one of your providers. And I think it really did help me become aware of I think it has helped me become aware of what drives my response. And so I think that has helped me be like, oh, I react this way because of that. And just being so I'm hopeful now that I'm more aware of what drives that, that I can create new patterns of behavior to stop that reaction.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's great to have a counselor for when those things happen to be able to go and process. Okay, here's what happened. Here's what I did. How can I do it differently? Let's kind of talk through what that looks like and what you can do next time. And just to have somebody to help call out what needs to be called out and to practice vulnerability in that safe space.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I am an open person. Like, I like people. I work with people all day long. Pretty friendly. But it's just like, it is the really limited people that get to see the vulnerable side of me.
Yeah. And I think that makes sense. And hopefully they'll get to see it even more this coming year as some of those walls come down in the right places with the right people, that God would teach you that you are loved and that He loves you first and foremost.
Yeah.
But so do many others.
Yeah. And they do. I know that.
Well, I'm excited for you. And I do think this is going to be a significant year for you. Like, you're on the cusp of this.
I am. I'm pretty excited about it, really. I'm pretty excited.
Well, thank you.
Really fun.
Thank you for sharing your story and your journey. And how did you and I originally get connected?
Oh, I filled out that form. You had Instagram.
How did you hear about it? How did you even... Did you stumble upon it on Instagram?
I actually have no idea how I stumbled upon you originally.
Somehow you landed here.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you did.
And I've given your books to a bunch of my friends and my friends' kids.
That's awesome.
I don't know, but I'm glad I found you.
Well, here is to your journey of healing. Thank you so much, Ian, for joining me today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your time.
Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast and giving me your time today. If you're enjoying what we're doing here, leave us a 5-star rating and review and help us get the podcast out to others. If you want to go deeper with getting healthy and making healthy relationships, go check out some of my books, True Love Dates, Choosing Marriage, Love in Every Season, Are You Really Okay, Married Sex, or my newest book, Reset. You can find more information about all of those, as well as hundreds of articles and courses, as well as the Deborah Falada Counselors Network, over at my blog, truelovedates.com, or my website, deborahfalada.com. I love connecting with you online, so find me on Facebook or Instagram at Deborah Falada. Send me a DM and tell me your story. If you have a question on your mind or a guest suggestion, reach out to me at truelovedates.com/talktome and let me know what's on your mind. I'm Deborah Falada, and it was so great being with you today. I can't wait to talk with you again next week. I'll see you then.